He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama with your host.
Oh. Dick Tiger.
And Bada Pecan. We're having problems with the TV person. That's funny, man. Yeah. What can, I don't know what's going on with the damn TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working.
Welcome, y'all, to Smooth Drama. You may be able to not see us. But
I don't know what the hell the problem
y'all
is.
Already know I'm cute anyway. So,
there we are. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, y'all know I'm cute anyway, so you know. That's right. Dick hasn't been working out. I got my muscles straight. I'm almost ready for my naked run. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right. Naked.
My butt naked run.
Oh, nakedness.
Almost. Watch out. Oh, hey. I'm like halfway hideous. Anyway.
Halfway hideous.
Yeah, so if y'all want to holler at us, of course, break us off a call at 646-929-2037. And.
Or you can email us at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. We'll both get it. Or if you want to email Dick, smoothdrama.com. Or me.
I only want thong shots, though. Email thong shots. Not transsexual, not male.
You have to be clear on that one.
Female thong shots. That's all that should be in the Dick at smoothdrama. Everything else is spam.
Okay.
You call me Sir Spam a lot.
Sir Spam a lot.
Yeah.
So we have a good show. Good show. We'll be interviewing Peasy Baby this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Of Cali Rock Entertainment.
Cali Rock in the house.
What's special?
What's special, bud?
There aren't a lot of female rappers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And As I was going through our featured guest page, it's mostly men.
Okay.
So.
Female rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Get at us.
Yeah.
If you got the funky, dope lyrics, you ready to jump on the mic and do your thing, holla at us.
Holla, holla.
Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. If y'all know a female rapper.
Let us know.
You got one to get on. She got some lyrics you think, you know.
Or what you can do, go to our website, go to the Contact Us page, and you could submit something that way. Because we have a new look, well, somewhat of a new look on our website.
Somewhat.
Why are you playing with my buttons now?
Okay.
So what are you doing? You just started the clip again.
Yeah, I'm just, it's okay.
Man, can y'all see us?
There.
Dick is playing with buttons.
I'm pushing buttons.
Dick is poking buttons.
Hitting switches.
Dick is hitting switches.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can go to our website and go to the Contact Us tab button. We even added our Smooth Drama Studio address on there.
Yeah.
P.O. Box. I almost put Booger Studio.
Booger Studio?
They did.
Right.
Because then we have to explain. What the hell is Booger?
Also, don't forget, you want to keep up with us.
And
win on top of keeping up with us. And later
win.
A chance to win not one,
but two, tickets. A $200 value.
$200 now?
Well, they're $100 a piece.
Okay.
$200 value.
$200.
Two tickets to the Entertainment Summit at the Del Mar Hilton. We just found out that we're going to be honoring Skip Miller of Motown. He passed away 2 weeks ago. And we're going to be honoring Wayman Tisdale.
Wayman Tisdale.
Wayman Tisdale, baby.
Yes, Wayman Tisdale.
We're
going to
have a whole jazz session hosted by Ronnie Laws.
And did you know that, that Wayman Tisdale played for the Indiana Pacers?
Yep. Did before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he played with them first.
Oh, he played with them first?
Yes.
I saw a couple of shots of him playing basketball. But, yes, so you guys don't want to miss that. So be sure to text to win two tickets to that. Two fun-filled days. Fun-filled. So,
very fun-filled days.
Lots of fun-filled stuff.
Or something like that.
So Smooth Drama to the number 41411 to win two tickets.
Right.
We need to play this song for you from Peasy Baby because she's going to call in soon. So here's a song by Peasy Baby, Don't Look Back.
Look straight ahead.
Here I come. Hey, here I come. Yeah.
You might want to think about running home to mommy. Come on.
And that was Peasy Baby with Mike. Steps her calling in now. So let's get her on the phone. Did you answer? Hello?
Oh, here. Okay, before you. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Is this Peasy Baby?
This is Peasy Baby.
What's up, baby? How you living?
I'm doing very well.
We just played your song.
Yeah, I heard it, man. Thanks for that. Thanks for the support.
Oh, you're welcome. I like it. Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you know,
we gotta get
butter.
You to love it, though.
Butter's all on the female rapper day.
Yeah, there aren't. Not enough female rappers out there.
There's not any at all. You know, I really hate that there's an absence with us. But that's why you have me here. I'm here to be strong, you know?
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, I was going to ask you, you know, the lack of female rappers, why do you think that is?
There's a couple of reasons. I personally think, you know, people are getting too used. They want the female rapper to be hardcore. They want the female rapper to be, you know, sexual due to what some of the past rappers did. Not knocking them because what they did was very well. But I just think people are they're stuck on a lot of the guys out there right now, man. I mean, they're taking over, really. A lot of the fellas are really taking over the hip-hop game.
They can't take over.
But I mean, the ladies are what birthed the fellas. So come on now, you gotta have the ladies somewhere in there.
I know.
Hey, I I'm an MC Light fan until I die. So you know, I remember when MC Light and you know Shantae and.
Oh yeah, I listen to all of those. Are kind of the that's what I do. I go back and I listen to some of the old school. I go back and listen to MC Light and Roxanne Shantae and some Queen Latifahs and Salt and Peppers, and then of course the Bratz and then Missy Elliott, and I try to tie that in with what I do. Because really, I mean, what can you say? There's no female rappers influencing me right now, so I have to go back to the old school, you know?
Well, you can be the one that
everyone,
10 years
yeah.
from now, they're like, yeah, that Peasy Baby is what got me in the game.
Yeah, hey, I would love for that to come about, yes.
Well, now I was going to ask you, how did you, what made you want to get into the rap game?
Well, I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas right now. But I really think growing up in L.A. had a lot to do with, like, when Tupac and Snoop and all them, that's when they were hot on the scene. And I was young, and I was seeing that, you know, right there in my own hometown. And that's where I really picked it up. Of course, you know, you get the, oh, I'm a female. I probably can't do this, you know, because this is a guy's job. But then I see the Missy Elliott's and the Bratz out there, and that's when I decided to go ahead and pick it up. I wrote my first rap, I think, when I was like 6 years old, so I've been doing it for a while.
Okay. Well, what made you go from L.A. to
Arkansas?
just a change the family did, you know, just getting away from L.A., I guess.
Okay.
Yeah,
Arkansas?
But I'm used to it, yeah. I'm used to it, though. It grew on me. I came out here and made the best of it, you know?
All right. Well, I see you got a college degree and whatnot. Know, you kind of like breaking the mold. You know, rappers ain't supposed to be, like, intelligent, now.
Hey, well, Peasy Baby's going to change that right there. Yeah, I got my degree December of 08 in communication broadcast journalism. So, hey, Peasy Baby will be that intelligent rapper out there for him.
Very nice.
All right. Well, I mean, tell us what you got. What's your got an album out?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I got my debut album. It's the Valedictorian. You know, kind of flowing with the whole college thing. Got 13 tracks on there. It's all hot tracks. You won't skip a joint. I guarantee that. It's available. You can get it on iTunes, Rhapsody, all that, or get it on my website, peasybaby.com. So it's on the net.
Now, I did take the pleasure of listening to you a little bit earlier today, and I was going to ask you, I was actually moved by a song, Wade. You want to tell me what that was about?
Oh, goodness, that is one of the favorite songs I think I've ever written, ever. It's self-explanatory. If you listen to the first verse is about my mother, just the come up of her bringing me up, you know. Second verse is about myself and how I come to be who I am today, and the third verse is about God, actually. And so all I'm saying is that those three things right there, my mother, myself, God, and, of course, the people who are out there watching me, you know, fans or people who are supporting me, they all, you know, make me wave. When I get on that stage, I put one hand up, and I wave for those people right there. It's a very touching song. I love that one right there.
Yeah, I was digging it, too. So, you know, I figured I was going to ask you about it. Now, I know I read that, you know, song, I'm going to do my thing, it's kind of big overseas.
Yeah.
You know, you did some time over there. What's that like?
Actually, I've never been overseas. I need to make that happen ASAP. But, yeah, the single, I'm going to do my thing, off the album, The Valedictorian, it was on the Urban Top 100 charts over there in Amsterdam. And, I mean, this was on the charts with, like, Beyonce's and 50 Cent's and Black Eyed Peas. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment.
Well, I dug that song, too. Now, I was going to ask you, you know, historically speaking, you know, you remind me the parallel to MC Light is kind of crazy because that's where she first hit, was over in Europe.
Is that right?
With her first single, I Cram Understand You,
okay.
And Light as a Rock. She was big over in Europe, and I remember reading the magazine, and so I went and picked up the album, and it went from there. And, you know, I read that in your bio, it said that, you know, you were big over in Europe, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Huh, yeah, I'm following the same path then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you definitely have a nice flow. So,
yeah.
You know, one, I'm a hip-hop guy, so I follow the flow. If you can flow, you can murder a track. I'm with you all day, every day.
Right. Thanks.
So, now, I was going to ask you, you know, what when you was putting the album Valedictorian together, what was your thoughts on that? You know, how do you put an album together?
It's really funny because all of those songs were written and the beats were all produced in dorm rooms. I lived, you know, in one dorm room and my producer lived next door to me. And we would just go back and forth. I would go over to his room and grab a beat, take it back to my room, lock the door, and just go ahead and write the rap, you know, to it. So it's really funny how that whole album was produced in a dorm room. But I definitely love motivation. Just, you know, just comes from everyday life, everything I see every day. Just trying to be a PG baby.
Okay. So you got any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah. I've actually been doing a lot of them. I've been opening up for some of these local acts down here in the South, like Darrow Music and Ace Hood and 8-Ball and MJG. Been opening up for a lot of people, and, of course, I got some stuff in the future as well. I need to make it out that way. Well, you guys,
you need to make it out this way.
Yeah.
We're actually hoping to meet you at the Entertainment Summit.
Yes, most definitely. I'm hoping to get there. I would definitely love to meet you guys.
We're going to be streaming live from there.
I'll make that happen.
But, you know, I'm going to run up on you with the camera and have to snatch the butt and lyrics on the spot.
It's right on the spot.
That's no problem. No problem.
All right. So now I know you got the album out. You got any videos you plan on putting out?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to doing one within the next month. I've actually been keeping that on my mind right now. Probably actually do two, for Don't Look Back and for I'ma Do My Thing. But hopefully those will be out within the next month and up on the internet and everything running. And probably, yeah, you get it on TV or whatnot.
Okay. So now I'm ask you, you know, I know you're a radio personality and whatnot. Who are you a fan of? What do you listen to?
As far as music goes?
Yeah, musically.
Like I said, I go back to the 90s, you know, stuff I grew up on. I listen to, I pop TLC in all the time. I pop in the Brat. I listen to Luda. I listen to actually a lot of rock music, rock and pop music as well. So I don't know where that'll tie into my music. You actually hear it coming up on some of my new stuff because I've been listening heavily to a lot of rock and pop stuff. So.
Nothing wrong with that. You know,
of course, gotta have different styles.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a big undercover jazz fan myself.
Okay.
You are?
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm old school jazz. So, but not what I was asking you to, because, you know, I asked a lot of the rappers, hip hop artists, you know, what they think of the music today. And, you know, if there was something that you could change about the music industry, what would you change?
Well, I guess it's going. People are saying, you know, hip-hop is gone right now, but it's actually going in a better direction because at first we were complaining about there was too much gangster music, you know, and now we're complaining that there's too much dance music. But if you look at it, it's a good thing that people are off of the fighting and the jumping around and punching each other at parties and, you know, they'd rather dance. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we got to get back to the lyrical skills and everything, but that's why you have the Jay-Z's and the Kanye West and the Commons out there and new acts like Kid Cudi and Wale, all of them, you know, coming in and putting it back to where hip-hop started. So we're definitely going on the right path, and by the time it gets back to where we want it to be, PG Davis should be in that picture right there along with it. So I'm waiting for that moment.
What do you think of that Kanye West thing and Taylor Swift?
Oh, man. You know what? Kanye West is, like, my favorite, like, my number one artist on my list. And, ugh, I can't even back him up right now. Like, that was plain, that was plain wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm putting him on punishment right now. But, yeah. Kanye.
Kanye, I'm
sorry. Do, but drop your draw on that one. You know, just drop the draw.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I'm a conspiracy theorist guy, so I'm thinking that, you know, at first, like, oh, maybe that was a little rude, but then you think, like,
it was planned.
Maybe it was something planned, and, I mean,
I don't think it was.
Taylor Swift probably sold, what, 200,000-300,000 this week?
Right.
Just off this
just
controversy.
Yep.
So, I mean, she's
probably Beyonce.
Like, yeah, she's probably like, hey.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah, I'm sure she's thanking them, but, you know, as far, I mean, Kanye's done this in the past, so it's not anything new.
Oh.
I think this was just a regular Kanye moment, you know? So I don't think it was planned at all, especially by the look on Taylor Swift's face.
To do it in the middle of her acceptance speech.
Oh, man. That was hard. And she's a young girl, like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like, her first moment getting the moon, man, like, let her enjoy it. Why would you do that?
I mean, you could say it after the awards ceremony, but don't say while she's on stage.
Right. Exactly. Maybe in an interview after the show or something like that. Not go up on stage and take the mic. Exactly.
I had to bring that up.
All right. Well,
I'm getting the evil eye from Dick here.
No, I mean, because, you know, I don't watch award shows anyway, so it don't really matter to me.
Yeah,
I know. Now, I was at a hip-hop show, actually, Friday, you know, when you was talking about the people complaining about hip-hop being dead and whatnot. And the funny thing that struck me is, like, you know, I'm there, and, you know, and Roz Cobbs was there. I don't know if you know who that is. He's a West Coast rapper out of Carson.
Okay.
Lyricist. Anyway, there was no frisking.
Yeah.
They didn't frisk.
Really?
At the door, no metal detector, nothing. You know, and at first I walked in like, oh, shit. You know, they didn't frisk nobody. But then I remember it's a hip-hop event.
Right.
And, you know. And,
it's not gangster rap.
You know, yeah, it was live all night. And, you know, the hip-hop scene. I was wondering, do you have that kind of hip-hop scene? Because I don't think hip-hop is dead. I just think that it is not getting the play on the radio and on TV. And I wonder what your hip-hop scene is like down there in Arkansas.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the same. They're really big with, like, the Dallas and music out of Dallas and out of Atlanta and all of that right here. But, as, What's your question again? What's your question? Can you repeat it?
Well, my question was, you know, what's your hip hop scene like down there in Arkansas? I mean, like, do they have like regular hip hop shows, battles, whatnot? And I mean, do you like that?
Well, yeah, down here they're really following the just the whole dance movement, and everything. You know, everybody's got to do the something dance, and they're really big on that right here. But I'm hoping, I actually want to go up and start up a lot of little battles and all that kind of stuff like that, because they don't do that here. They don't do stuff like that here. I would love to do maybe like some type of hip-hop weekend or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, because that's what, you know, I'd like to do here. I mean, it's so much untapped potential, and I think that's one of the things that hip-hop should get back to, but hopefully we can get back to battling, but the battling where nobody starts shooting with guns afterwards,
bad
because it's law.
Right,
exactly.
You know, unfortunately, we had degenerated into that.
We'll get there. I definitely think we'll get there.
All right. So, I know you're an artist also. What kind of art do you do? What kind of art are you interested in?
As far as like designing.
Your graphic design art.
Oh, yeah. We'll put it like this. I'll make it a long story short. I asked someone to design me a website and design me a flyer one time, and they tried to charge me just so much money. So I was like, no. So what I did was I went and I taught myself, you know, how to do, you know, graphics and everything on Photoshop and all of that with you know, from some friends and a couple of teachers and stuff, but I went down and I sat down and I learned and do all the graphics. And everything you see from PZ Baby, graphically done, like online and flyers and CD covers, all that's done by me. So I do all of that. Plus, I actually, nobody knows, but I draw. I draw well, so.
Uh-oh.
I'm an artist. I've been drawing since I was like 5 years old, so.
Yeah, I actually went out of little art awards back in elementary and stuff, so. I guess it's coming out now.
So what do you like to draw?
You know what? The main stuff I like to draw is like kind of cartoon characters of people. Like I have some drawings of Bill Cosby and Eminem and 50 Cent, but they're not like real photos. They're kind of like a cartoon character of them. So
yeah. That's
the kind of stuff I like to draw.
Yeah, you're going to have to share some stuff because, you know, I do cartoon character stuff too. I call myself the alpha nerd. I collect comics also.
Big time alpha nerd.
But see, that's the thing, though. It's like I've never just picked up art and just tried to learn it. It's like one day I was just like, okay, I want to draw this today. So I sat down and drew it, and it came out extraordinary. I've never taken a class for it or been into it like that. It's just kind of something I do on the side to waste a little time.
Well, I was going to tell you, you know, because I go – in San Diego, we have the biggest comic book convention every year. It's the one that everybody in the world go to. I suggest that one of these years, and you may not necessarily come to the San Diego one, but you might want to go to a comic book convention.
Comic-Con.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that you would get into it because it's more than just a bunch of people with a bunch of comic books. It's a little bit of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to get, you can dress up too. You don't have to wait for Halloween.
Dress up for it?
Oh, yeah, they do. People dress in their Star Wars outfit and aliens.
Wow.
And Conan stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, wow. Comic-Con is different. I mean, it's,
you know, superhero outfit.
Nerds from all over the world.
But artists go to those too.
Yeah, I mean, they have an artist alley there. They have entertainers there. Ludacris is there. I mean, they have a bunch of musical artists.
I've never heard of this.
Oh,
I'm going to have to check it out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you have to go to sandiegocomiccon.org and check that out, and you'll see that. Wow.
Last year, what, they had 120,000 visitors?
Something like that.
Wow.
It's the biggest one in the world. So,
okay.
Yeah, so one, as PZ Baby, you would want to be there because it's an avenue for you because everybody else is there.
Yep.
You name them, they're walking around. there.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
I was saying I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, because, you know, in listening to your music and in your style and flow and in your content, you know, I honestly think that you're just a couple of years away from exploding on the scene, like, wow.
That's when we heard your music.
I'll take that one.
Definitely.
That's why
we have you on the show.
Well, Butter had you on the show because we don't have enough females.
We don't. When I heard that, I was like, oh, see, we need to put her on the show because, you know, I'm getting tired of talking to men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really ready to bring it up there. I'm ready for the ladies to hit the scene again.
Yeah, see? And I know at the summit, man, it is a whole lot of men coming.
That just didn't sound right. But
I'll be that lady that stands out. So
there you go.
Now, you know, we talk about our current events here. Now, I don't know if you heard about the woman Semenya that won the race and she had her gender tested.
Yeah, did we ever find out if she was wrong?
No, she's a hermaphrodite. The results came in. Semenya, she won the race, I believe, earlier this month, and they challenged her gender. She's from South Africa. They challenged her gender. And so, you know, the results come back, and she has male internal organs, but she has female organs also.
So she's a
hermaphrodite. And so now, you know, the people are...
They're not going to give her award?
No, well, they haven't taken her medal away, but, you know, I thought that it was just wrong in general just to test her.
To test that, yeah. What do you think about that?
What award is she trying to win?
Well, she's a track.
Oh, she's a track runner.
Athlete. Yeah. She's a track athlete.
South Africa.
Yeah, they took that a little too far by testing, I guess. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just the testing, it's the fact that they put it out there.
Oh, yeah.
And do all that. Yeah.
I mean.
And then they had to go, and, you know, of course, everyone wants to know what the outcome is. So now everybody knows that that's what she is.
She's a hermaphrodite.
Which
I think is wrong to put her business
out there
for the whole
she
world.
She chose to live her life. She's a woman. And she's been living as a woman. Why put that out there? I don't get it.
I'm big on women's rights. So, you know, I follow worldwide news from time to time.
We had some heated discussions here at Smooth Drama with some of the topics that we bring up.
That's why I'm just asking, you know, if you had heard of that or.
No, I hadn't. That was the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was wrong. Now, also, you know, I don't smoke. I never have. I don't know why I'm even quantifying this, but I believe that marijuana should be legal, as well as prostitution.
What?
What? I believe marijuana and prostitution
fighting
should
for
be
a lot of stuff.
No, it's not fighting for stuff. I mean, for me, I think that a lot of issues with as far as marijuana goes. I mean, because them dudes are not violent criminals. You kind of wake me up.
Relax. They chillaxing after they smoke.
They just want to eat Doritos. So I don't see that as a public risk.
And the prostitution, well.
Well, I think that you could actually clean up prostitution more by making
it legal.
but people not seeing that angle. I mean, because, you know, one right now is just Cutty Sharp beating his hoes up.
You know, I was.
Yeah.
Normally, we warn our guests before bringing them on the show and kind of warn them that conversation could go anywhere. We are a very candid, very, very candid show. And since we're live and so candid, we don't bleep anything out. We bring up anything we want to bring up. And we like to hear other people's opinions.
No, you know, I think they're valid issues. I mean,
they are.
They're
you bring it up all the time.
Right. I mean, because I just wonder what people think about things.
What do you think about that? Should they make marijuana legal, marijuana and prostitution legal?
I say yes to marijuana due to the fact that there's so many people already doing it. Prostitution, I say no.
Why?
I'll leave it at that. I don't know. Just
okay.
Because so many, I just know so many people who want to make that legal, I'll just go ahead and I don't do it, but I'll agree with them on that. I'll leave it at that.
No, I mean, because, you know, I'm not for prostitution, and I think that men and women who indulge in prostitution are suckers. You know, you a trick. I mean, you know, but I don't know. We just don't go away from that.
That's a business.
Yeah. Well, so where can, if we wanted to hear your music and we wanted to get at you, where can we get at you at?
Well, if you want to get at me directly, you got Facebook.com/PZBaby. You got Twitter.com/PZBaby. YouTube/PZBaby. Or you can just go to peazybaby.com. It's peazybaby.com. And you find out all the ways you can get to me. I got to say now, you can call me at any time, 310-736-6735. There's plenty of ways to get to PZ.
Plenty of ways to get to PZ. Do you know that there's another PZ Baby out there?
What? You said there is?
Yeah.
We Googled you.
Yeah, there's another Peasy Baby of...
And I came up with the wrong one.
well, me and... It was kind of funny, sir. Me and my nephew ran into the wrong one. You know, because she's the baddest bitch because she's rich.
Wow.
Baby.
Yeah.
She's a rapper?
I don't think so. I just saw it and it's like, I'm the baddest bitch and I'm rich. I was like, okay.
When I found that, I was like, well, that's not the right one.
No, most definitely not. No. No.
Yeah, so we had to make a few corrections to some people. No, that's not the right one.
Right. Well, you got
right,
me,
so.
Right?
We got you. Actually, you were on our featured guest page with a link to your website, not whoever this other PZ Baby is. So
right.
Anybody that wants to check her out can go to smoothdrama.com on the featured guest page and see her photo and the link to pzbaby.com. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was actually going to, I know as a college graduate, as a fellow college graduate, do you reach back and try to get other people, you know, like community work, trying to work in the community to get more folks to go to school and do other community events to, you know, spread knowledge?
Oh, yeah, of course. I started my own foundation, and I do a week at my school, Arkansas State University. It's called PZ Week, and this next coming up time we're going to do it, we're going to raise money for a scholarship because I've seen so many students have to drop out due to financial reasons. So that's another way right there you could try to keep a student in school right there. So we're going to try to raise some money for a scholarship, present that to a student. As well, on a personal level, I try to help as many of the young teens I see out there who want to go to school, who don't know the proper steps to get there, you know, try to help them out and let them know that, you know, that is the way to go, to be right there on the college campus or whatever. That's where you learn so much in that transition, you know, from a teenager to a grown woman or a grown man or whatever. That's really where you learn a lot. So I'm really up for that for people to hit college.
Now what's the name of your foundation again?
The PZB Foundation. The letters PZB Foundation. Okay. It's just something I started, you know. We're just now starting out, but, you know, it's just a way for me on my end to give back.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about, because, you know, I do a little community work also, and, you know, I like to hear that young artists like yourself, you know, can help people out. You're not too big to help others, and you're trying to do something positive.
Oh, no, like the last year we did PC Week, it was basically a week of different events, and I also had some community service stuff in there, so that way some of the other students can come out and get some community service hours for themselves. So, yeah, got to keep involved in stuff like that.
All right. So, what do you think of your president right now and all the flack that he gets?
What do I think of the president?
Yeah, and all the flack that he's getting.
I mean, on my end, I just think he's doing a wonderful job, man. That's all. I'm glad to witness this moment right here myself, so.
All right, so I know you have your entertainment company. What's your end game? What's your ultimate goal?
Basically, just to have an ultimate company. I started my own record label, Cali Rock Entertainment. You know, due to the fact that, you know, just shopping around your CDs and demos and stuff like that, you know, it's like nobody's paying attention to that anymore. So it's been seen and it's been proven that, you know, on an independent level, you know, you can do it yourself. So I went ahead and started up my record label, and with that I'm looking to have success with my music. Also bring in some other artists. They don't even have to be rap. They can do R&B. They can do techno or pop, or they can even do jazz for you. You know what I'm saying? As long as they have talent, you know, I'll be willing to bring them out. I just want to be a big exec out there, a big CEO, and do some big, big things in the future. I don't want to just sit the rap. I actually want to do some acting and different things like that. So.
Well, nice.
All right, so who would you like to work with?
Ooh, musically, I feel, of course, Missy Elliott is number one on my list.
Who is that?
Missy Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, number one on my list.
Okay, Missy, if you're listening.
So you have the chance.
Right.
So I know you said you wanted to do acting. Were you looking at doing plays, or were you like maybe do some independent movies? What's your acting interest?
Yeah, I'm looking at TV and TV shows and major movie deals right here. I also picked up DJing too, so I would love to do some more with that in the future as well. Not too many female. We're kind of picking up on the female DJs, but.
I've been a female DJ since Cinderella, quite honestly.
Wow. Yeah, I noticed that there wasn't any here in the state of Arkansas, so I picked up my own and taught myself, you know, with the help of a couple of other DJs here, but I'm the only female DJ here doing it, so I love it.
Okay, so you rocking the records in the club? You're a triple threat in there?
Oh, yeah, I know all of it. Yep, got it all.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thoroughly impressed with you. You know, I definitely look forward to meeting you when you get out here to the Entertainment Summit.
He's gonna run up on you with the camera. And try to spit something out.
Yeah, and you know, try to hide the footage from my nephew who's in love with you. So.
Oh, goodness. What's his name?
My 17-year-old nephew, Brandon. He's in love with you.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh, you should give a shout-out to Brandon.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
He's going to be on cloud nine now.
He's going to tell everybody in Arkansas that loves me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's his nickname?
Well, I call him Nut Hugger, so, yeah.
You do know what my co-host name is, right?
What's up?
You do know what the my co-host's name is.
What is it?
Dick Hugger.
Oh, my God. Where'd you go with that?
Well, you know, I'm from the 90s era where everybody's name meant something.
Oh, man.
So, you know, as Big Daddy King, Asiatic, nobody's equal. You know, KRS-One was knowledge reigned supreme over nearly everyone. I took Dick Hugger because, one, I'm not one. And, two, I don't really care too much for the N-word. So my name basically means F the N-word. If you just switch out the D-I and put an F-U, and you switch out the H-U and put the N-I, that's how I feel every day, all day.
Okay.
I don't look at it as a term of endearment.
All right. That sounds good.
So, you
know. That's why we call his nephew Nut Hunter.
Yeah, he's not quite as conscious as me, but we're working on it. All right. So now Valedictorian's out. Where can we pick up that album?
Once again, it's on iTunes. Rhapsody, CD Baby, or just head over to PZBaby.com and pick it up.
Very cool.
Okay, well,
bring
some of that out here so, you know, you can get your thing on the West Coast.
You know I will.
Yeah, we got to get you out here to do a show, whatnot.
ASAP, let's do it.
All right.
Very nice. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Short notice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll definitely be hollering at you because I got a project that I think that you should be involved in.
Okay. We'll talk.
Cool.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
No, thank
you.
No,
thank you for blessing us on the show.
No problem. Anytime.
And hopefully we'll see you in October.
Right.
The summit.
Right.
I'll be waiting at you.
Yeah.
You know, I like that summit.
Bring Brandon so I can meet him.
Uh-oh. Oh, Brandon.
You got to stop that. I got to give it to
you. He's going to be looking for you now.
And when he becomes an NBA player, I will tell him to return the favor.
There you go.
Uh-oh, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks again.
And
thanks again. Thank you for
having me. Good evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Hope to see you guys in October.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.
All right. So, you know, take a little station identification break. We'll be right back.
Together you guys. Drama.
We are back.
We're back.
Hey, do we have a idiot of the week or asshole of the week or whatever? What did we dub it?
We got a hater.
He's a hater.
We got hater of the week.
Hater of the week.
Now, there are some things I was looking at, but there's only one hater of the week this week.
Who that?
No competition. The state of California.
The whole state?
The whole fucking
for
state.
For closing down their courthouses?
No.
For what?
You know, the rest of the country, the nationwide average for gas is $2.57.
Ours is like 3-something.
Our average in California is
$3.15.
So we're like 58 cents above everybody.
Average. That sucks.
I'm like, yo, why in one of the most expensive states is our gas more than everybody? I mean, we're not even close to the average.
We're way above it.
No.
I got gas the other day, and I paid $2.99.
Okay, but...
Still.
The point is, that's still 42 cents more than the national average. It's ridiculous. I'm
trying to do the math in my head.
So, yeah, so state of California.
Okay, hater of the week.
You are the hater of the week.
Hater of the week.
All the gas station.
Hater of the week. We have this for you. We've been doing a little bit of changes on our show. This is for hater of the week. State of California, hater of the week.
You are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, California. You know, goddamn.
Cuckoo for Cocoa
Puffs. Times is hard enough as it is. I mean, everybody.
Times is
hard. I mean, look. Now, you heard about the two grandpas who went into the banks this week.
Yes. You know, one had an oxygen tank.
Right. Got an oxygen tank.
Oh, my God.
Now, how hard is time when you roll into the bank with the oxygen tank? Like, I'm so broke.
Rob the bank.
Fuck it. I'm robbing the bank and I'm pulling this oxygen tank with me.
Wait a minute. Well, no, he had it in a bag. He didn't have it on.
Okay, but he
but
got
still,
it. Yeah.
He got it.
Two old men.
Oh, yeah, I heard about the second one.
Right.
Well, did you hear about that couple that took the ATM? The ATM machine right outside of a coffee shop?
Right.
Broke the deadbolt and ran off with it.
Right. Times are hard.
Grandpa.
Right. You know,
when I heard that, I went,
you got the grandpa.
You gotta be kidding, right? With the oxygen tank?
Right. The other one with the cane. You know, they just limping along, looking into the bank like, hey.
Oh, did he have a cane?
Cash, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's an old ass man. You know, on their last leg, like, shit, man.
The oxygen tank.
You know, which made what I saw happen in Portland.
And what happened in Portland?
Well, the church officials there raised, some money to fight against gay marriage.
In Portland?
Yeah. You know, they said, the church officials said they needed money to help repeal the state same-sex marriage law. So they collected some money and got as much as $100,000 to $300,000.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Now imagine that. You're collecting money to fight against people's lifestyle.
Wow.
But not to help
people. That church has it all confused.
Yeah, it's like $300,000
could help
a lot of people.
But they want to. So what are they going to do with the money?
It's for their media blitz.
Against
gay marriage, to repeal the same-sex marriage law.
Isn't there like a law against that or something?
Well, see, but this is what I've been on all week, the separation of church and state. You know, we're supposed to have separation of church and state.
Right.
It's unconstitutional to say that because such and such, like such and such, they can't have the same rights and can't have the same access. You know, hey, it's one thing to disagree with somebody's personal preference, but it's another to legislate against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unconstitutional. And see, my thing, you know, I'm up in arms behind it because it's like, shit, you know, it's gay people this week. I remember when it was black people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's some Japanese people who are older, remember World War II and mm-hmm. being put in internment camp. It just, you're legislating behavior. And you're going against groups of people because you don't agree with them. And it is the churches. These are religious organizations.
Mm-hmm. Religious organizations.
I'm like, what happened to the love? You know, which also...
They're not on the Love Movement.
Yeah, I know they're definitely not with the Love Movement, which also made what happened earlier this week a little bit more hypocritical. There's a registered sex offender who is now an ordained minister.
Okay.
You know, I mean, to me, if y'all gonna clean up something, like you churches, you know, especially the Catholic Church, you might want to look at these priests that keep molesting these boys and whatnot. I'm thinking that that's the first issue you should be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, thinking if you want to fight against something, clean up your own house.
Yep.
Instead of going into everybody else's.
Uh-huh.
And calling yourself helping out, because you're not. You're just causing more chaos, mass confusion. And, you know, I don't know if you saw the anti-abortion guy that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where? There's
where?
It was in Michigan. Anti-abortion guy. You know, normally it's the people that abort that are getting shot.
Right. This
they're
what happened?
Back now. You know. And so, I mean, and this guy was a nationwide protester. He was pretty well known. So.
Somebody shot him.
Yeah, somebody shot him.
Where was this at?
This is in Michigan.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. You know, it didn't get a lot of waves, but I thought about it, and I, you know, me and Black Mikey talked about it. It's like, you know, that whole chicken coming home to roost. You know, when you start firing bullets, it's just a matter of time before people
are gonna fire
that. So now, my question is, now that they see that. If you're pro, you're anti-abortion, and you can get shot at, are y'all going to be so hardcore out there now?
Probably not.
I'd be curious to see.
Probably not. Just now that they realize people are shooting
back.
They're getting tired of the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, these people are supposed to be afraid of them?
Not afraid of them.
Only one bullet.
Right. Not afraid no more. So I want to see if you hardcore conservative zealots going to be out there in the street. Conservative zealots.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's out there in the air. You know, we got a lot of violence out there in the air. This is why I said the Love Movement.
The Love Movement.
Love, man, we need peace and love, man.
90 seconds.
Peace and love. You know,
we're gonna have to start
doing our little peace and love. You know, y'all need to. People need to hug more. Kiss more.
Love.
Make love, not war.
Peace and love.
Just a thought. You might try it.
Make marijuana legal.
Nah, you know what? We need to make love legal.
Love.
Really.
Legal.
Put love in there. I know y'all thinking I'm soft and whatnot. But I lift weights, and if you run up on me, I might punch you in your face. But I'm punching you in the face in love. Just a little bit.
He's going to go topless.
Hey.
He can go straight to the street.
Go topless.
But on that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Thursday night. Tune in on Tuesday. Don't forget to text the word smooth drama to the number
41411
to win those two tickets to the Entertainment Summit, a value of $200.
$200.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on Tuesday night.
Peace.
Bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.